In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What we heard today in the Gospel happened a few days ago in Colombia as the result of a natural disaster of the eruption of the volcano, where nearly 20,000 people that night, before they went to bed, didn't realize that it would happen exactly what was said in the Gospel. This very night, your soul will be taken from you, and then what will happen to all that which you gathered? Earlier, a similar thing happened in Mexico as the result of the earthquake. Not very long time ago, a similar thing happened when two planes collided and people who couldn't even imagine on earth perished. And it happens every day and every night, not necessarily to such a magnitude as those great disasters, sometimes just one or two persons. And after all, also happens quite ordinary and naturally that people who do not expect anything, who do not know that they have a terminal sickness, suddenly fall down, and there they are in front of God in His judgment. And there is no guarantee that tomorrow I shall be alive. We have, as Jesus said, be always ready. The bridegroom is approaching at midnight. You remember this singing during the Holy Week. There are many questions in connection with all this, with all these happenings in the world, and also with what we heard in the Gospel. The question, why? Why God gives such things to us? Why there are so much of sufferings in the world? Why? What is the cause? How can I believe, people say, in a merciful God if these things happen? On the other hand, they say, well, according to that story of the Gospel, that means that no one can really work properly and gather things necessary for life and necessary for economy of not only him, but of the states and of the societies and so on. All that, they say, is nonsense. Is it? Now let us think deeply. And we can understand that only if we do it in the context of the whole message of Christ, of the whole His service to us, in the context of what we hear in the Holy Scriptures, in the context of what we heard today in the Epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians, and also in the context of what was happening yesterday in the Church, the day of St. Matthew, the evangelist, and the story in the Gospel, how he left everything before his death came, before his soul was taken, left everything and followed Christ. and became the first of the evangelists, and became indeed richer than everyone in his own way. In that context, St. Paul tells us today that if we really want to be what we are called to be, we have then to accept that which Christ gives us, namely, that there is no more of wall of partition between man and man, between nation and nation, between society and society, between class and class, that we are all becoming one body in Christ. Well, let us take all that context, and also the context of the liturgy, which we just attended, and where we just received the holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't we hear the words in the main prayer before the consecration, saying, "And when we had fallen away, then," and then the whole story of salvation. We had fallen away. This is the answer to all those skeptics. That is why all these disasters. That is why we have to die, each one of us, one way or the other. That is why we need to become one body, because we are distorted. We are divided. We are really just bits and pieces. And then the story of the gospel today will become very clear. Jesus did not condemn work and gathering of goods and use these goods for something good, and that's why the goods are called goods. No, because at the end Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are enriching themselves in God." Now what is that? This is just the opposite to what was described in the gospel about that man. He was thinking only about himself, nobody else. He was already in hell, because that is the worst one can imagine, to be isolated like that and thinking only about my own pleasure, my own future, my own this and that and so on. And indeed, it is enough to open television. It is enough sometimes to read the newspaper, and we shall see there how people end up as the result of this isolation, with all sorts of unnatural things, with drugs and suicides. And better not to go into that, because it would be too long to remember all these things which are happening outside of this temple. I said outside of this temple and of every temple, because it is here that is the real healing is coming, when each one of us can enrich himself both spiritually and materially, but not in isolation, but in service to God and man, to all our neighbors, to our nation, to our state, to the whole world, in various means, and build up the unity of which St. Paul spoke, and to do what St. Matthew did, and proclaim the gospel of salvation, the good news, which will give us peace and life eternal. Amen.